You're listening to Beyond the Aisle.
Why don't we just start with you guys telling me a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Thanks, Mandy, again for the time here. But my name is Steve Goodman. I'm the plant manager here. I've been with Wegmans for 13 years now. Prior to the CIC, I've worked in at our Pottsville Distribution Center. Came up to Rochester around 2016 and jumped into transportation here within the logistics and supply chain. Spent a little bit of time in indirect procurement as the freight merchant, and then back into supply chain with some business continuity plannings prior to coming into the Culinary Innovation Center. You know, what brought me to Wegmans, was the family environment. I spend, just as much time with folks that I work with as I do my family. And, I want to enjoy that those folks, and I definitely do. So, it keeps me coming back each and every day. And I say that kind of rolls into some of my responsibilities here, which is really the wall-to-wall responsibilities, whether that's working with my team with day-to-day operations or, the culinary development of items. It's really about just managing, our values, whether it's, who we are, what we believe, or what we do here at Wegmans.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me. My name is Paul Furica. I've been with Wegmans for 34 years. I started in January of 89. So as a 16-year-old, I started like most people do, cashier, pushing carts, just enjoying the customer interaction. From there, I went to school, studied engineering, but found that Wegmans really was the place for me. The culture had already set in by that point in time, and Wegmans offered me an opportunity to be full-time as a management intern on the produce area. So I did some managing through that area. From there, I joined the HR group for about 7 years, rotated around different stores, as again is pretty typical. Enjoyed that experience, supporting employees, development plans, supporting managers. And then from there, learned about manufacturing. I had a friend at the time who supported the manufacturing group and had shared with me what they did. And I had the opportunity to then go and join the bakery manufacturing, which I did for a number of years before finally arriving here at the CIC about 5 years ago in 2018. In short, my job is to support people every day, come in with the focus of giving people the support that they need for their own development, whether that's the management team or the employees, really building relationships and building great, fun culture so folks want to come here and do the great work that we do. In addition to that, we drive processes. So it's my role, I make sure that we have the right processes in place and that folks are following those so that we can get great quality food out to our consumers.
Hi, Mandy. I'm Kirk Kalzer. I'm the executive chef of research and development here. I've been with this group about 15 years, almost half my career. I've been with Wegmans almost 32 years. I am a classically trained chef, honors graduate of the Culinary Institute of America. And my path is a little different than Paul's. I came to the company at 29. I was running, I was working in hotels and restaurants at the time, and my two-year-old didn't know who I was, and it was time to make a change. And luckily, Wegmans was in my backyard, and I applied and came to Wegmans as a deli chef back then. And from there, I went to Gift and Party, and I managed a night crew that managed the phone systems that placed all the orders for what was to become catering. From there, I went to Consumer Affairs, and from Consumer Affairs, I went to Wegmans brand as a product development chef. I was with them for 5 years prior to coming to here.
All right. My name is Andy Goen. I've been with the CIC for just a little over a year. I'm a manufacturing business development merchant and business manager for short. I came here from the bakery, which is our other manufacturing facility. I was an engineer there for 6 years before I came here. I guess in short, my job is really to be that conduit from the idea and all the details that go into it up to that scaled up product that our customers see in cases. The reputation of Wegmans and the idea of being that place of employment that everybody talks about as one of the best is probably what brought me over here. When I interviewed, it was I asked that question, why would I or why should I be interested in, and those are the answers I got. It's the people, it's the place that we've worked for 34 years. That was what brought me over here.
So what exactly is the CIC and what do you do here?
Yeah, so the Culinary Innovation Center is one of three manufacturing facilities for Wegmans. We're a 50,000 square foot facility that makes soup, sauces, marinades as well as marinated proteins for our customers. We've got just over 100 team members that work here at this facility. We're offering, we're partnering with various merchants within our company, within various categories, to do and give back to our customers something that they can't get anywhere else. So it's a pretty neat facility because most people don't know that, you know, that we've got manufacturing facilities, you know, at Wegmans, you know, or just a grocery store at the end of the day, but you know, within our, you know, our facility, you know, we're able to do, whether it's, you know, smaller scale things that maybe some larger manufacturers don't want to necessarily do. So it gives us the ability to manufacture those items and put those on the shelves for our customers. Because again, they're not going to get them anywhere else.
As far as the operation goes, we're 50,000 square feet, but we put a lot of product out of this facility. We touch all 100 plus stores with our 100 employees. But it starts early in the morning. We're receiving product. We don't have a lot of holding room in this facility, which is great. We bring it in. We bring it in fresh from our partners, and then we turn it around in that day, and we send it out to our distribution network. So along the way, we have our receivers handling product. We have a prep area within the facility. And think about that as you're in your kitchen and you're making your chicken noodle soup, you're cutting the carrots and the celery and the onions. We have a team that follows a recipe and batches these up to large scale and gets them ready for our cooks. So they're not busy measuring. They're worried more about the timing and sequencing of products going into kettles and making that product just right based off of the recipe. So if that's in marinades, same type of thing. We are following our protein through the process. We're tumbling that. We're adding whether it's barbecue sauce or Italian seasoning. We're adding our ingredients from there, flavoring our products. And then we go to packaging in each area. So whether, again, that's central kitchen with the potatoes or the chicken noodle soup, or whether that's our marinated meat products or our cooking bag products, they then go to the packaging line where they are labeled and getting ready to be sent out to the stores.
We're able to offer that unique or innovative item for our merchants, you know, as you know, because of the scale and the size of our facility and the investment, you know, that we're willing to make.
So the merchants are Wegmans employees that work specifically in different departments and then contact you and say, here's what we're thinking, here's what we'd like to offer our customers, and can you make it work?
Oh, correct. Yep. Yeah, they are internal to Wegmans. And again, we specifically produce Wegmans products specifically for our Wegmans stores.
A merchant, if I had to describe what a merchant is, I mean, without the job description, I think they're responsible for showing customers what's possible. They're really kind of accountable for that, being at the front leading edge of what Wegmans puts out there that other companies can't put out there. I use the term conduit too often, but you know, they have to have their finger on the pulse of what's possible. They have to filter that into what is actually going to be successful in cases and on shelves. And then they have to be responsible for getting it there and keeping it there. So they have to keep sustainability in mind as they put these items in front of customers. And we work directly for those merchants. The merchants are our customer.
So ideas and recipes come from merchants and others. What happens next?
They will come in, and then it's my job to turn it over into commercial ingredients, industrial ingredients. There are times we cannot do that, and I know where there are flavors or different starches or hydrocolloids or flavorings of some sort that are going to get you there, or a wine reduction that's going to help get you to that finished product. But it's not going to be in the sense that it was made in your house. So that starts in the test kitchen. Then bring in Paul's group and say, here, we got this great idea. Can you make it happen?
So, you know, Kurt has to take a little bit more credit for how he hands it off. Most of the time when it gets to me, it's the full recipe has been vetted very well. It comes with engineering resources. It comes with a food safety plan. So it comes to me in a really nice state. And then my team and the wonderful leaders that we have that monitor the floor and support the floor folks and the folks on the floor, they start to weigh in. Let's use the example of chicken fajita. So an item that we launched in the spring, late winter, springtime, which has been a great item for us. Essentially, it's a sliced chicken product that we then add a fajita marinade to. We tumble that. So my team is going to take a look at, with Kurt there, with engineering there, we're going to look at what's the right tumble time. How do we make sure we get all that flavor on every piece of chicken? We don't always get it right the first time. And so we end up taking the chicken out of the tumbler. So think of, again, in your head, if you're not familiar with this process, a big cement mixer truck that you'd see driving down the road. Essentially, the back of that is kind of how we tumble and flavor our chicken. The first time we did it, we dumped it out. Some chicken was coated really, really well, and some chicken didn't have enough flavor on it. So back to the drawing board, back to some of the engineering and solutions and settings within that piece of machinery. And then we get it right. We like the coating. It looks great. It looks consistent. Then we move down the process and we are on our packaging line. And we're thinking about that price point. What size package do we need to pack in to get that right price point on the shelf? But we can offer a range of packaging outlets, if you will, for the different merchandising needs. So we're very proud of that. On the marinade side, so our meat side, our marinated meat side and our cooking bag side, we can do also various sizes of packaging. So if we are doing our walkery business or our large pack cooking bag items, we have a large rectangular shape that we can do all the way down to a 1 pound package and then some items in between. So we're able to vary packaging size, again, to meet the specific need of the merchant and department.
The importance of being flexible in terms of getting down to these pack sizes is it often comes down to improving the employee experience in the store. Employees need to be available for customers, to be able to educate customers, get customers excited about the different things that Wegmans can offer that your other stores can't offer, right? So when a store employee is busy filling up hundreds of small souffle cups, 2 ounce cups of different sauces that go into our ready to cook meals, their faces are down onto it, down looking at a stainless steel table for much of the day. They're really just busy, focused on making a quality product. They're not up and out there talking to customers. They're not in front of customers. And I think that, in addition to the fact that it's tedious labor, if we can pull that out of stores and get it in here at the central level where we can distribute as a hub, as a spoke, be able to take that out of stores and improve our employee experience, it just goes to adding to being that, you know, that top employer, you know, that employer that cares and wants to change things for the better for everybody.
Well, and I think that plays into the innovation piece, right? Not just considering the customer, considering the store, considering as it's going down the line and as it's being packaged and as it's being sent out, what is the best option? So let's talk about the customers. So what are some of those goals you have in creating a positive customer experience?
From my perspective, we want to provide them something that they don't already have. We want it to be a pleasurable experience. We want it to be craveable. We want it, you know, as a culinarian, you always want that. The difference between manufacturing and restaurants is restaurants, you get immediate feedback. Manufacturing, you have to wait a year to get your feedback from the customer. And we have a very good relationship with our customers overall with Wegmans brand, and they are not shy to let us know if we've hit the mark or we've missed the mark. So that is always top of mind. We always want that interaction and that experience to be a positive one.
I think in addition to that, you know, think of some of our company initiatives around help, health, and value. That's what we offer here at the CIC. So when you think about the help customer, we've got those cooking bag meals. They're going to make it easy. You know, I get home, able to pop it in the oven, call it 90 minutes later, you've got a great meal to be able to offer your family. You know, value standpoint, not only, you know, when you look at the marinated sides of our meat, we've got the family packs out there that, so that, you know, if you're looking for some value from that perspective, and then at the same time, you've got the health, you know, items there to support those customers that are looking for those unique items they can't get anywhere else.
From the operations perspective, it's important for folks that listen to this to understand that every one of the employees that does work here is connected to the product. And they want our customers to have a great experience. They're proud of what they do. I think you mentioned it in the beginning. You go anywhere and people find out that you work for Wegmans, you almost get the same response almost every time. And they want to talk more about Wegmans. They're excited about that. So our folks feel our brand, they treat it with a high level of respect. So they want the exact same thing that the store-facing employees get to have with that customer, which is a great experience. So we make sure that we share those. We monitor customer feedback, and we make sure that if there's something that's critical that we need to work on, that we do that. We make sure that if customers are saying great things about our products, which they mostly do, that we make sure that our folks hear about that, so that then that feeds that empowerment. Our folks tell us a lot, and I know that I personally feel so good about the food chain because of the folks that I've got the opportunity to work with in Wegmans Manufacturing. They see it all, and it's really truly amazing what they do every day to help us get safe, quality foods to our customers.
And I have to say, I did have the opportunity to tour a little while ago, and just walking through the center and seeing everybody working together and the camaraderie and the focus on making sure that they were getting every little piece right, but also enjoying doing it with the people next to them. I was really impressed with that. Especially, you know, I haven't even been with Wegmans for a full year yet. And so every place I've gone, I just see that the care that everybody has and the commitment everybody has to our products, which I think is really important.
Yeah. Folks that don't know about manufacturing, but they know about our 100+ stores, those same values are as deep rooted here in manufacturing as they are anywhere else within the company, because many of us have had that experience and we understand what it looks like. And our folks, to your point, they have that camaraderie, they have those high standards. We create an environment of caring and respect. It is our mission as leaders to support every individual in their journey to whatever that is, growth, happiness. And we make sure that we spend time with our leadership team to make sure that that is their focus. Now, we are a business and we should talk about efficiencies, and those things are very important to us. But first comes our people. That's what we try to demonstrate with our employees. And for someone new to walk in and say that, and I do appreciate your comments, that means a lot. For you to have said that and to seen that in our facility.
I think it's important for people that shop in our stores, especially locally, to know that we're right here in their backyard. We've got three manufacturing facilities right here in Rochester, and we've been doing this for years. We make a fantastic product. You think of Rochester, you think of Wegmans, you think of, maybe when you think of Wegmans, you can think of us, you know. It's just, that's something that I think customers should be proud of, and we can be proud of.
What is that one item that you personally feel the most proud of?
That's a really hard question. I think for me, I think the queso. I think the queso has, customers have said it's hit the mark. And that was a family favorite. That was one that we worked on with Nicole, and actually Nicole Wegman's boys. And they were trying it, and there was a lot of excitement around that item. And to see it grow the way it's grown, and to see the support that it's receiving in the stores, a huge thank you to the stores and a huge thank you to merchandising on that one. But that's probably my favorite.
I'm a big fan of our cook and bag program. And I'll pick an example that, number one, I'm proud of. Number two, that took some work on behalf of the operation, which is our braised beef. So when that was being developed, there's always a high focus on quality and components. And it has a lot of components that go into it. So at the line, there's a lot of human interaction, and we learned a lot from that process, but we were able to pull that item off and give that customer just a great option to put a braised item on their table.
I'm going to probably speak for a few people too, and maybe not necessarily in this room, but it's probably the chicken fajita, right? The Keep Fresh Pack chicken fajita. It's an item that contains sliced chicken breast meat. It's got a really nice sort of, what was it, an adobo almost flavor with a smoked chipotle that's got a tossed in with a bit of starch, so customers can actually just throw it onto a skillet and start that fajita meal. And the reason I guess I'm the most proud of it is that, it was our most aggressive timeline as of that time period. But to get that from concept to case was about a 2-month period, which is about the best we had ever done at that time.
I think the one item that, you know, stands out to me for this year anyway is, well, it's not necessarily a new item, the black pepper teriyaki. It's a new process or new availability for the stores. We started putting it in a 2 ounce cup. So, you know, what that really means is when we, prior to the 2 ounce cup, the stores would get a 4 pound bag that they had to cut open and pour into individual cups. And then those cups would go into our ready to cook Gold Pan meals, which was really taking them away from being in front of the customers and talking about how great these items are and the sides and the sauces that go with them that come from CIC. So to be able to support the stores and kind of take that labor out and allow them to be in front of the customers now, where now they get a box, has all these cups that are already prepackaged, allow them to pull them out, throw them in the Gold Pan meals. Now gets them out in front of the customers to talk about, you know, again, what those items are and why they're important to us here at Wegmans.
When it comes to the products that we manufacture, is there an area where we really take the lead in the industry?
Well, I actually think Paul hit on it with the cooking bag project or program, because that is something other folks had done it. They hadn't done it the way we had done it. And I think one of the key factors is that we do have a sauce side and we have a marinade side and we have an area where we can put it all together. A, it gives us flexibility, and B, it's a little bit harder for our competitors to knock it off because we're making the sauce. It's all vertically integrated here.
I think what's neat, we're going to continue to, you know, make great tasting products that, you know, the customers enjoy. But what's exciting about is just because we're cooking soups, sauces, and marinated proteins today, who knows what the future holds. We're excited about being able to offer new and different solutions here in the future. So hopefully we'll see you back in the future to talk about some of those items as we continue to grow.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening. Talk soon.